And so we invite you now to close your eyes and really feel an energy of congratulations. You are here representing all of the ancestors that came before you. You are here representing all of the past life incarnations that have culminated in you here today as an old soul. An old soul with deep wisdom, knowledge, experience. And that is going to propel you forward as the energy of the year unfolds. You are magnificent. You are worthy of love, joy, abundance, and happiness. And in this celebration and congratulation message and feeling, let us now turn to Kryon, who is going to deliver the first message for Wednesdays with Kryon for this coming year ahead of 2026.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. The message I wish to give you in these few moments is one of the most important I have given in years. And it's not necessarily a revelation that you don't already feel or know or recognize. You all feel it. All of the light workers, the old souls who are here now have to feel this. Because what is taking place right now is exceptionally significant for your time. I start with a reminder of something that we have talked about for a very long time. Question: why is Kryon here? Answer: to get you through the shift. What is the shift? The shift is a 36-year window of energy change for the planet that the ancestors talked about, that has been predicted. It's all part of a 36,000-year wobble of the planet, culminating in the timing of the cycle to the next wobble. All of that means is there is a predicted energy shift coming. Now, what was the timing of that? That 36-year window. Well, it's 36 years of maybe turmoil. 36 years starting in 1994, in the middle of which was 2012. That might be a number that you recognize. And it all is the end of one cycle and the beginning of another. This is exceptional this year because it is unexpected. Now, let me tell you why. Human beings think in very linear terms. And this 36-year window, well, if you do the mathematics, the arithmetic, it's supposed to end in 2030. So the human being naturally thinks, I can't wait till the end. What's going to happen in 2030? Let me ask you this. What's going to happen in 2026? Welcome to the idea you are coming out of the shift. This is what is going on right now. Energy on this planet does not work like the ball dropping in New York. It's not then and now. It mushes into all kinds of different layers of new energy exceptionally slow. If you think about it, it took 5 or more years for you to recognize you were in another energy when it began. And then it began. And you got to see the turmoil, which is culminating in today. The split between those who do and don't, the split between those who think this way and that way, the things that are perhaps wrong with this planet that never were wrong before the shift, It just seems like all manner of things have happened, the difficulty of the old energy, and we predicted it. And while you were in it, we were here to guide you, just like we are now. But did you expect it to start relieving now? A new energy is upon you with 2026. Now, the giveaway is all of those measurements of energy that you can put together, all of them. Whether you're talking about the astronomy of it and coming out, perhaps takes 5 years to come out. That means this is the year it starts. Do you want to look at the numerology of it? 2025 is a 9, 2026 is a 1. That's the beginning of another cycle. 2025, that 9 year, is the completion. That's the completion of the shift. 2026 is new beginnings. It's not just new beginnings. It's a revitalization. It's a completely new idea of what the energy should be on this planet. It's everything that you knew was coming, only it's starting now, this year. Let me tell you what that means to you. Besides it beginning the end of the shift, the things that were difficult in 2025, very difficult, the cascading problems perhaps you never saw before, light worker, old soul, were you surprised by them? Were you surprised that things took place at all that you didn't expect? Were you surprised, perhaps, that things didn't solve themselves? And what I mean by that is you live a life for years and years and years, and you are used to, therefore, a system in your own being that is able to accept things and then move past things and resolve things and move to other things. And all of that shifted in 2025 and got worse. 2024 as well. The last 2 years, there are many who are saying it's stuck. Now, stuck is not a good word. It's more like it stopped. And it did for many. You are not able to actually push past anything, and you got a lot of pushback instead. Things didn't get resolved in 2025, 2024. Many of you actually would write in and say, what am I doing wrong? Or what is going on the planet? I thought light was winning. The answer has always been the same. You are experiencing a very dark energy that's old as the planet. It's been here through your grandfather's time, through his grandfather's time, through his grandfather's time, or grandma and grandma, generation after generation after generation. That's all they experienced, this one energy, a track in a circle, I called it, that never changed. I told you that the example of this was the fact that you never got out of that kind of an energy of Earth that warred with itself. You never did. The wars would settle things and move into another war. Or it perhaps got just a little too ponderous, so you took a break and were at it again. Look at your history, dear ones. You're a warring race. And that's what you did. And you did it very, very well. Why wouldn't it continue, you might ask? And the answer is the shift, the cycle which was predicted. Not only was this cycle predicted, you had a choice. This is where the love comes in. This is where I want to talk to you again about something I've mentioned before. What did your spiritual systems tell you about the year 2000s? Think. What did they tell you? They told you that the earth would end, there might be an Armageddon, but there would be perhaps a rapture, a time of total change where the angels may come in, where the masters may come back. This was their way of showing the predictions even of the ancients who knew something was coming. Almost every spiritual system on the planet points to this time where decisions would have to be made. And they were. And you made them. Dear ones, that's why I'm here. The snowball has been rolling, and I have told you that for years, that would take you past the year 2000s without an Armageddon, without a World War III. Yes, there would be issues, complex ones, but not any that would destroy Earth. You made it past that. I told you you were headed for that, and you made it past it. In that, the shift, you would also have to navigate, light worker, old soul, and you did, and you have. And now the light is starting to come out. It's earlier than many expected, much earlier. But think, it took you 5 years to get into this, it's going to take you 5 years to move out, slowly. But now there's going to be a renewal. I want to give you a fact that you may not realize. I'm assuming that old souls are watching this. The information I give now will not transfer or be understood if you're not. Truly, the old soul carries a light weight, the weight of light of the years on this planet, coming and going and coming and going like a school of knowledge that fills you up with experience and the knowledge of awakening to a grander truth that you have now accomplished, that makes that which you have on this planet a lot more influential in light than someone perhaps who doesn't have that. You have that which is the attributes of a compassionate soul that burns very brightly in the light of things, so brightly that an angel could look at this planet and point out the old souls, where they are on every single continent, what they're doing, because that's the light of the planet. That's the match in the dark room that's being lit, 2026. That's the energy. A 1 year of new beginnings, of renewal, where the light starts to come out. What does that mean to you, old soul? Opportunity. Intuition that you've not seen before. Closure on things that were not closing. Difficulties. Relationships. Business issues. Politics, all of these things are going to start changing slowly in a more solving, compassionate, benevolent way in 2026. How long is it going to take, Cryon? You ask that all the time. And the answer is it depends on every single situation and the parts that are moving around. But let me tell you what I want to say today. Lightworker, listen, you have defeated the old energy. That's what I wanted to tell you. I want you to look forward, 2026 and beyond, to that which you came for, old soul. I want you to claim it every day. That's what you came for. And so it is.